Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Yes, indeed. It is that time. It's Thursday, the 11th day of June, and you are listening to Atlanta Technology Leaders, the special WIT edition, where we feature women in technology, specifically here in the Atlanta metro area. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, sitting in for Stone and Lee, who are out of the office, but we're handling things here in the studio. We'd like to welcome our guest today. First, Sandy Welfare. She's Executive Director of WIT. How are you doing today, Sandy?
I'm doing very well, Ryan. Thank you.
You're welcome, and welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, just here last month, and we had a good conversation about the WIT Connect event that's taking place tonight.
Absolutely.
Down there at the Georgia Aquarium. So we'll talk a little more about that. And also, let's welcome Mona Sharif. She is Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Dell Services.
Hi, Ryan. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And we will talk about your involvement with Dell Services and your personal involvement with WIT Connect. And so we'll get right into that. So you work for Dell.
I do.
And how long have you been working there?
I've been at Dell for 3 years, and I run marketing and communications for the services business.
So for 3 years. What was your previous life?
Before I joined Dell, I was at combinations of HP, EDS, and Lucent Technologies. And then before that, I was in sort of more agency work.
Mm-hmm. And you've been at Dell now 3 years. Mm-hmm. Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of the Plano, Texas facility, but the main headquarters is in Round Rock, Texas.
Okay. And so what brings you to Atlanta?
I've come to Atlanta for Women in Technology.
Oh, good. So you heard about this event all the way over there in Texas, I guess.
Actually, this is the fifth year that Dell has been involved with Women in Technology, and the fourth year that we're sponsoring the mm-hmm. event. So we're very proud to be partners with Sandy and the team there.
Well, that it may not be the first question on the list, but it's one we definitely want to get to. But what keeps you coming back year after year to support the WIT Connect event and Dell's involvement there?
So, first of all, we have customers who are part of the program, customers like Coca-Cola, who are very actively engaged. We're here to show our support in general for mm-hmm. women in technology. It's a key priority for Dell as a corporation. We also are here to give back to the community and to participate. And we come back year after year to support our employees who are volunteers at the event, to support women and technology, and to support our customers who are active participants.
So I also see you're very involved with other initiatives that support women at Dell, including you are the co-chair of the Women's Employee Research Resource Group, called WISE. Can you explain what WISE is and what that does for female employees?
Yeah, first, let me back up and talk about employee resource groups in general.
Okay.
So we have over a dozen employee resource groups, everything from women to minority groups, veterans, special needs, people who are involved in the planet and sustainability. We have a Connexus for remote workers. So we have about a dozen groups that come together to help each other network, develop their skills, build a community of like-minded individuals, if you will, and support each other. So that's kind of the overarching, it's one of our pillars for global diversity and inclusion. We have several pillars mm-hmm. for diversity and inclusion. That's one of them. WISE, or the Women's Employee Resource Group, is the one that I'm most closely affiliated with, and I'm the co-chair of that organization. And it's really just focused on mentoring, developing, and coaching other women. And then we have programs within the company, but then we also have outreach programs in the community around STEM, science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering, and math, Girls Start, Girls Up, Girl Scouts, making sure that we're paying it forward for the future women in technology as well.
Well, that's good. You got to make sure you're, kind of diversifying your resource pool over there at Dell and cultivating some leaders for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Whether they're women or they're veterans or they're minorities.
Absolutely.
Being a veteran myself, I think that's great that you're helping out the veterans as those guys and girls transition out of the service.
And one point that I would make, Ryan, is you don't have to be a member of that community to participate in the employee resource group. You know, you can just want to support that group. And for example, one of my co-chairs is a guy. So, you know, what we're trying to do is really create an inclusive environment, not separate people out, but include people, and anyone can be a member of any one of the employee resource groups. We also, as a company, we've been talking a lot about this morning. What we've been doing is trying to take a much more active role in including men in the conversation, especially as it relates to women and helping them with their careers. So, for example, Dell was the first IT company to participate in the Catalyst Organization's Men Advocating for Real Change, or MARC, program that's all about understanding unconscious bias and helping overcome unconscious bias so you can have a more inclusive work environment. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the pillars that we're moving forward on.
That's good. And that's always got to be evolving too. As a company grows, you can't just kind of sit back and expect things like that to happen. You need to have active people like yourself in those resource groups.
Absolutely.
Cultivating those leaders of tomorrow. So that's good. I see you're also a panelist at the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network. And that's going to be a summit happening later this month in Berlin. Are you looking forward to that?
I can't wait. And this is my third Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network. It's the third time I participate in the summit. We've been doing this program for about 5 or 6 years. It's one of the ways that we're creating the next generation of entrepreneurs, if you will. Entrepreneurship is a really important platform for us at Dell. Entrepreneurism is in our DNA. Michael Dell is one of the world's most recognized entrepreneurs.
No doubt.
You know, he's also on the UN Foundation's, he's the first UN Foundation Global Advocate for Entrepreneurship. So one of the things he's doing is promoting the advocacy of entrepreneurship and global economic development through something called entrepreneursunite.com. And we're asking people to join us and sign the petition that will encourage the UN to make Goal 8, which is all about entrepreneurship and economic development and jobs, to make it one of the UN priorities. So we're very focused on entrepreneurship. We're also especially focused on women in entrepreneurship, because women typically have more barriers in terms of getting access to capital and information and networks and technology. So that's what DWEN is all about, the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network. And we've reached over 10,000 women through this network. And there's a LinkedIn community that anybody can join called Women Powering Business. And then there's also this annual summit where we come together and share information and build each other's networks. And I talked this morning on CNN about one of the examples that's come out of DWEN, which is an organization that coaches other women in building their businesses. It's called Springboard Technologies, and they've helped nearly 600 companies, women-owned businesses, raise more than $6.5 billion in capital. And because of their relationship with DWEN, they were able to expand into new geographies. So it's this idea of what I like to call capitalizing on the global sisterhood, if you will.
Yeah, it's like
pun intended.
Yeah, it's good.
Global, you know, and really coming together to help each other and help each other's businesses grow.
Now, is this a mission that Dell kind of assigned to you, or is it something you brought to Dell and kind of spearheaded?
No, it's something that Dell has been doing for quite a few years. As I mentioned, we've been doing DWEN for 5 or 6 years, and I'm a supporter of it. I think it's one of our best programs, but Dell has been doing this for years. Years before I joined, Dell has been committed to helping promising bright women network and connect with sources of capital, information, and technology so that they can do more.
That's great, and good on Dell for continuing that mission, because you have that global footprint and making sure you're reaching out to those entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, all around the globe, and not just here in the States.
The other point I'd make is that Dell is also very actively engaged in supporting minority businesses and women-owned businesses. So we've spent in the past year $4 billion with women and diversity-owned suppliers. And that's one of the reasons that we were named on Diversity Inc.'s top 50 list 5 years in a row, which is it's something we're very proud of.
Yeah, as you should be. I mean, that's not something that most businesses can kind of hold on their mantle. And that's good that Dell is continuing to do that. So,
Ryan, I just wanted to note, I think for the work that Dell is doing, to me, they're the poster people for what's good about corporations. Mona and I clearly have a shared experience having worked for Lucent Technologies. And I think for companies to really engage and be supportive of women in technology, and that's across the globe, it's not just what's going on here in Atlanta, is really be intentional about their strategy around their commitment to all employees. And I think that part to me is key in terms of why it continues to be a good conversation and Dell is seemingly to be at the forefront of it.
That's good. It speaks to the overall culture there at Dell.
Absolutely.
And supporting all those involved. So,
yeah. You know, Sandy, you talk about being intentional. And one of the things that we're going to do at this upcoming DWEN conference at the end of June in Berlin is we're going to announce some new research findings. And we've been doing very similar research around what economies and countries are doing to create the right ideal environment for female entrepreneurs. And one of the things that we found is, unfortunately, the bad news is not much has changed in the past few years that we've been doing this research. And no matter how strong their economy, no country has the ideal climate for female entrepreneurs. The good news is that there seems to be widespread awareness and enough awareness that we don't really need to keep talking about the issue as an issue itself, but we're ready to move forward and talk about actions that governments can take, businesses can take, communities can take. And some of the actions that we're recommending as a company are, first of all, measurement. The fact is that policymakers around the world can make much better and more informed decisions and target their resources more effectively with better data. And there isn't a whole lot of data about women in business and women entrepreneurs. The second is that governments and businesses need to make it a priority to do business with women, as we have done at Dell, and to be more inclusive of women, as also we have done at Dell with things like our employee resource groups and participation in MARC. The other thing that we have is a connected workplace initiative where by the year 2020, we want half of our U.S. population, half of our U.S. team members to be working from home so that they can balance the work that they do for us and what they need to do for themselves and for their families and their communities. The third area is in the media. The fact is the media need to create more visibility for women as subjects and not just objects, like what you're doing here today, Ryan, showcasing women as role models and as leaders in the community and in business. And then the fourth area is investing in the next generation of entrepreneurs. And that's what we're doing through this Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network. It's also what we're doing, as I mentioned, you know, Michael Dell is the UN Foundation's first global advocate for entrepreneurship, and he's pushing forward this entrepreneursunite.com and wanting people to join our global campaign and go to entrepreneurs.com and sign the petition.
Well, it sounds like you're just an overall advocate for a lot of different platforms.
I am, and I'm really fortunate to be able to work for a company that not just allows but embraces employees being advocates for the company. You know, this is not my day job.
No.
the things that we're talking about here today, not my day job, but it's one of the more fun parts of my role, actually, as a leader in the company.
So you got to be passionate about that. And I see you made the list this year, 2015. Who's who top 10 employee advocate rock stars of 2000? Who puts together that list?
I can't remember the name of the organization that puts it together, but I know I was nominated by my company. I was nominated by Dell to do that. And it's really about showcasing people who care about the future success of the company, passionate about customer relationships, take action beyond the defined job description, which is exactly what we're talking about here today. It's like not my day job, but I have fun doing it, and, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to do it. And probably most importantly, because it's about advocacy, but online advocacy, creating new relationships online on behalf of the company. So that's kind of what it takes to be an employee advocate rock star. And I think that the organization is called Social Arts and Science Institute. I think that's who puts together.
Well,
that
that's a trophy I'd love to put on the mantle. I mean, that
you
just
I'm still waiting for my trophy. Yeah. I got the link. I got the congratulations. I haven't gotten my trophy
yet. Anything that says rock star on it, yeah. I think it deserves.
I'm glad you brought that up, Ryan. Well. I'll be contacting the SASI and asking them to send me my trophy. Must have gotten lost in the mail.
Yeah, I think you deserve that for sure. And definitely, it's great to be recognized and for all the good work you're doing outside of your regular day job.
It is an honor. It is an honor, and I'm proud of it.
And so, and we're also here today talking about Wit Connect. That's an event that's happening tonight down at the Georgia Aquarium. Doors open at 6 p.m. Program begins at 7 p.m. And it's not too late to get tickets, right, Sandy?
That is correct. We actually will be taking on-site participants. So if our guests want to purchase their tickets once they arrive, that is more than doable. But of course, they can always register online or even purchase a table.
That's great. It's the 21st year of being committed to the development and support of future of women in technology, where technology leaders come together for up-and-coming professionals for entertaining evening of networking and competitive bidding. I guess you're going to be doing some auctioning?
Yes, we are. It's actually a very cool idea where many of the CIOs or CTOs auction off their time. And so if someone wants to get a golf game with a member of Dell Services, as an example, I believe they have a member who's going to be on the auction block tonight. We are able to raise money based on the very generous contributions of many of our CIOs and CTOs here in Atlanta.
That's great, because I know once you get to that level of the C-suite, one of the greatest, or I would imagine, rewarding factors of that is helping the others succeed and kind of climb their way up the career ladder. And Mona, certainly you didn't start off at the top. You know, you worked your way up through the years.
I actually started out as an intern.
You did.
In my first technology company. And it's pretty much the lowest level position you can start out. Mm-hmm. You can start out in. And by the time I left that company, I left as a vice president.
Well, that speaks to your hard work and dedication, and certainly your innovativeness into creating positions and making them work for you. So, see on your notes, you spent your formative years in the Middle East.
I did. I was born and raised actually in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
My parents grew up in Lebanon and moved to Saudi Arabia, where my father was the chief pediatrician for the Arabian American Oil Company, Aramco. And both my older sister and I were born there. And then we came to America when I was 10 years old. And my baby sister was born a few years later. She doesn't like me calling her a baby. She's a professional, 35-year-old professional, but she's the baby to us. Mm.
Well, unfortunately, in countries like that, they don't encourage women to succeed, and they don't have a lot of advantages as we here in the West do have. So where did you find the courage to kind of break through some of those barriers during that time of your life?
You know, I would say it's twofold. Certainly, my courage came from within, but my courage also came from having an incredibly supportive family. Then, early on, my parents and my sisters, and now in my life with my husband, my children, they're all incredibly supportive. I couldn't do half of what I do without my husband's support, and certainly my 15-year-old son, Jad, and my 13-year-old daughter, Dahlia, are constant cheerleaders and encourage me to do more and make me want to be the best mother, the best leader, the best professional that I can possibly be as a role model to them and to future generations.
Did you have a role model when you were younger, a mentor, someone who really helped you out and kind of steer you in the right direction as your career was progressing?
You know, I've had so many mentors in my career, and I've been really lucky to have leaders kind of reach down into the organization, because I did start out sort of in the lowest ranks, and people who saw my potential and helped me helped coach me and helped guide me and helped mentor me and give me good advice about how to navigate and how to do things better and you know, the types of things that I needed to work on and improve. So I've had quite a few mentors, men and women, and I encourage I encourage the women in our industry, the up and comers, the ladies we'll be talking to tonight at Women in the WIT event. I encourage them to reach out to people who they trust and respect and who will be honest with them and help coach and guide them in their careers.
Yeah, we hear that a lot here in the Business Radio X studios.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to piggyback on Mona's point around it really does take both sides. And many times I think we have a lot of women in the room. We really need the men in the room as well. And I will say, I'm not sure of Mona's experience, but my success, particularly on my professional career in corporate, was more around men who were willing to challenge me and push me. I think that women are coming around, but I really do feel like we still need to build the infrastructure of trust so that women will, that they actually know how to support other women. Because the next generation, you know, we have a few millennials in the office, and that's a very different generation, but we've got to find a way to engage and encourage.
Yeah, let's speak to that a little bit about the next generation of women entrepreneurs and women professionals. Part of WIT, involvement is reaching out to them at a very young age, and ones involved with the STEM program. And so what are some of the specific things you can do or kind of point some of the listeners to how they can get involved at a young age?
Well, for women in technology, our two big programs would be Girls Get IT or Girls Get It. And it's really encouraging girls to look at every possible career opportunity that might exist within any corporate arena or even small businesses. I think many times we hone in on Dell or Coca-Cola, but there's a lot of, if you look at Atlanta in particular, there's a lot of technology companies sprouting up that will be the next technology that we may not have even heard of yet. So that's one big way that WIT definitely encourages. WIT on Campus is a huge piece for us because we've got to get the women who are in technology fields, we've got to get them to stay in the technology mm-hmm. fields and mm-hmm. actually graduate and go right into a corporate environment, because we are losing quite a few. But I do think that what WIT is very proud of too is the corporate or the community partners that we have with Girl Scouts, Girls Inc., Cool Girls, and other girl-serving organizations, where we're helping them to fund the programs to get girls thinking about the robotics team, or thinking about there's going to be two teams at the event tonight, and one is going to show off their robotic that plays basketball, and I'm not really sure how that all
works,
but
I can't
wait to see this.
Both of my kids have been involved in robotics, and absolutely. I think it's an incredible program.
And not make it just about Legos and boys, because it's very interesting. Girls are just as excited about it as well, and just keeping that encouragement.
And just as good at it.
Keeping that encouragement for them to stay with it.
Yeah, I agree. One thing I'd like to add, Ryan, in terms of investing in the next generation, that's really a very high priority for Dell. We've talked about the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network, the event that we're having at the summit that we're having at the end of this month. This year, we're going to have our first ever youth track for young women ages 12 to 16. And they've designed the track. They've designed the sessions that'll be part of it. And the participants will end up building their own business in the workshop. And that's the kind of thing that you don't get to do in school. Right. And so we're really excited about doing that. Also, Dell is very actively involved in Girl Scouts, in Girl Start. It's part of a much broader youth learning program. It's one of our key giving pillars. So these are, you know, it's very important to us overall to invest in the next generation, especially as it relates to women, as I've talked about, but also in general. And that's why we're supporting the UN Goal 8 through entrepreneursunite.com. We want people to join us and make entrepreneurship in general a priority on the world stage.
And it's specifically in science and technology.
Absolutely.
Right, because that's a wheelhouse that not a lot of girls are getting involved with at a young age. And if you can get them started when they're Girl Scout age.
Middle school.
And then continue that through their college career and then on into their professional career. Seeing here that by 2018, there will be 218,000 Georgia job openings in science and technology and engineering fields. And so that's going to be a significant shortage out there. So we need to recruit all kinds of folks to fill those positions.
We want to get them in, and we want to keep them in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, studies show that 50% of women who are in technology and finance type careers experience significant things during that time to where it makes them want to leave those careers. And what we need to do is make sure that we're giving those women the right level of support, mentorship, guidance, to want to stay in those careers and not leave technology.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, so if
Ryan,
you want... Yes.
Just a note, I did share this with Ben, but if you're needing any seat fillers in Berlin, I'm your person.
Thank you.
She wants to go to Germany.
Who doesn't?
I visited Berlin before. It's a beautiful city.
Bedrock of entrepreneurism and technology.
Yeah, no, it's a hotbed of activity there for sure. And so...
But in seriousness, I, you know, did chat with Ben briefly around what things would be coming to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. I'm hoping that at some point that actual the Dwin will come to Atlanta at some point.
Well, we have been in a different city every year. Actually, we've been in a different country every year. We started out in China, and then I wasn't there, so I'm not sure if it was Brazil next or India next, but we've done China, Brazil, India. And then when I came to the company, it was been in Turkey and then in Austin, Texas. I guess you can count Texas as a different country. Yeah. And I'm from Texas, so okay. I can say that. And then this year it's in Berlin. And so I'm sure Atlanta will be in the consideration at some point
in the future. We'll talk later.
Yeah,
it needs
to be.
Atlanta, we'll talk to the folks who run the program.
It is a technology hub and growing every day here, not only with startups, but some of these big industries who are headquartered here, right here in Atlanta in our own backyard. Again, to mention tonight, 21st Annual Wit Connect presented by Dell. Join them for a premier auction for the most valuable resource of Atlanta technology executives, their time. And so you can go down there and get involved. So volunteering your time it doesn't cost you anything. And it's something you can give back and really, you know, help yourself, help others. And so that's really good. But then what are other ways that people can support Wit and their mission?
I mean, for women in technology, people can come in at any and all levels. We have a lot of professional women who come to our monthly forums, and that's something that I think is key for them to understand the significance and the importance. And last month, we had a past executive from Coca-Cola share how women have to help other women. And so there's resources for professional resources for any and every age group. But of course, volunteering for any program, we're always looking for more people to sign up.
Or you're looking for donations as well, or kind of folks like Dell who come over and align themselves with WIT and start, you know, getting involved at a young age, and then maybe even sponsoring events like Dell is doing as well. So good for y'all for continuing the good mission and supporting WIT and serving the community for all those young and up and coming entrepreneurs and technology leaders that we want to have here in the future. So, and so I see, you know, again, you spent some time in the Middle East, but do you go back there and do you speak to these young girls and do they look up to you and want to be like you one day?
I have to ask my daughter about that. Yeah. I don't know. Dahlia, do you look up to me?
Sure.
We go back to the Middle East about every year, every other year, and I'm received incredibly warmly. And I hope girls around the world, not just in the Middle East, have role models that they can look up to.
That's good. And so also kind of looking here as a press release, Women in Technology Foundation awarded $40,000 in grants to a lot of different programs that you guys offer over there. Can you speak a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. Every year we do several grant cycles, and so that was grant cycle one. And our commitment, of course, is to Girl Serving Organizations and Girl Scouts, Girls Inc., Cool Girls, a new one, Girl Develop It, who are trying to, that's a very interesting organization. They're trying to train people at the age of 18 who have gotten out of high school but want to go into coding. And they actually teach you to do coding. And I did their HTML and CSS class, and I literally passed. So that was a good thing.
So you passed?
I passed. So those
are flying colors, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So those are the types of organizations that we're supporting. But we also support TAG Collaborative Education. I think that is one of our key partners because WIT was one of the founding three societies of TAG, and we're still very committed to them, and we're still very connected to them. But that portion of them, of their program, really helps us to stay committed to the young people and bringing in that next generation of young women.
That's great. Yeah, let's see that the Girl Develop It. It's a nonprofit organization that exists to provide affordable and judgment-free opportunities for women interested in learning web and software development through in-person classes and community support. Helps women of diverse backgrounds achieve their technology goals and build confidence in their careers and in their everyday lives.
Absolutely.
So that's great. And so you're looking forward to tonight's event. You know, are you guys going to be featuring? Who is going to be some of the headliners down there tonight?
Our featured speaker.
I will be one of the headliners.
Okay. Yeah, keynote speaker. Good. Anybody else on the list that you're looking forward to seeing or hearing from?
You know, I'm looking forward to really meeting the folks in the audience, the men and the women who are there to support
so
women
doing
in
some
technology.
Networking.
Absolutely. Not just networking, but also, you know, thanking them for their support and also getting to know some of the technology leaders in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to that.
And some of these CIOs are going to be on the auction block for their time. What does that typically go for? Can you give me a ballpark figure? How much, like last year, what was the highest fetched price there?
The highest fetched price last year was Cox. I think they went for $23,000.
No way.
So
wow.
The size of a one.
That's all, off the charts.
Absolutely. And yeah. Jay Farrow is the co-chair along with Sharif Azel. And Jay is definitely competitive, and I think he might have been the highest individual that's ever gone. So he will be, of course, I'm sure, talking a little bit of trash just to get that, just to get the momentum going.
Oh, that'll
going.
Be fun. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I wasn't anywhere in my briefing books. There will be some talking trash.
If Jay is involved, I'm certain that there's going to be some very friendly trash.
Now, I met him at the TechBridge conference they had, the ball down there at the Marriott a few weeks ago, and lots of people in the house that night in ball gowns and tuxedos who were there to raise good money for TechBridge and their foundation. So, but yeah, a heck of a nice guy that he was. So looking forward to
hearing. Jay is on the WIT advisory board or WIT advisory council, and he is the board chair for TechBridge. So he's out and about supporting all of the nonprofits, which is fabulous. And I love what he's doing for us.
Yeah, definitely. So again, that's tonight. Doors open at 6 p.m. It's the Georgia Aquarium. What a beautiful venue to have for this event. And you can go down there and be involved yourself. So if you need more information, go to mywit.com. www.mywit.org. You get all the details there. But go ahead and register now and show up tonight and support their mission for their annual fundraiser. And then you guys also have an event that every November that comes up that where you recognize and give out awards to some of those business leaders. Can you speak about that a little?
Yes, it will be announced tonight that nomination starts tomorrow morning for the Women of the Year in Technology. Every year we'll highlight and honor someone in the large-scale companies, middle-scale companies, and small businesses as well. It's really an empowering event because you get to see many people who are in similar jobs who are really doing a lot to advocate for women. And so Sharif Azel, who's one of the co-chairs tonight, won last year. And so it's great to see her then being committed, so committed to women in technology and what we're trying to do.
That's really cool. And do they get a trophy? Do they get something put on the mantle?
They get a fantastic award.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to see that, yeah. And then what's next for you? Other than the Berlin trip, are you looking to...
Our big focus really is around entrepreneurism. Entrepreneurism is in our DNA at Dell, and we believe that in the next decade, the world's going to need 600 million new jobs to employ the eligible workforce, and that it's the innovation and the determination and the drive of entrepreneurs that's going to create 70 to 90% of all those new jobs. And what we're trying to do is make sure more and more women are part of that equation, because if they're not, it's a huge missed economic opportunity.
Yeah, you got to train the talent, connect the community, and really
absolutely.
Cultivate leadership, you know, from early on.
Absolutely.
And keep that mission going.
So for Dell, it's about, putting that on the world stage. That's mm-hmm. number one. Second, it's about the world taking real and meaningful action, some of the actions that we talked about today. And then third, it's about continuing to put this idea of entrepreneurism and jobs and economic opportunity, the importance of it, on the global platform. We want politicians, we want business leaders, we want media, we want your listeners to join us and go to entrepreneursunite.com and sign our petition and support what we're trying to accomplish.
And with WIT, you know, been around since 1992, so you know that this is a mission that you know needs more support and has been doing good work since then. So it definitely want our listeners to get involved, you know, whether they're in the C-suite out there or you're looking to donate or you're a young girl who wants to get involved in one of these different programs. There's many different levels to get involved out there with WIT. Definitely, hopefully you can report back next month with some good results on tonight's auction and how much money you raise.
Will do.
And hopefully there'll be lots of photographs and lots of good celebration going on of everyone. So please, you know, share with us on our Facebook page at Business Radio X. Or you can tweet us again at Business Radio X. We'd love to get some feedback there. And so looking forward to that. So any closing thoughts from you, Mona? Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? Not only about Dell, and like you said, it's in their, you say DNA, but
it's
I like
in
to
our
say
DNA.
Dell-N-A, you could say that.
It's in our Dell-N-A.
Yeah, I just coined that one there. But
yeah, we'll talk to Michael about that after the show.
Right, because he is one of the world-famous entrepreneur and continues to grow the business in many different directions and support many different missions.
Yeah, and I mean, certainly there's Dell as a company, very proud of the company. There's the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation that also does a lot to support children and women around the world. And then really very proud of the fact that Michael's been named the UN Foundation's first global advocate for entrepreneurship. It's a big deal, and he's using that honor in such a positive way with getting support through entrepreneursunite.com for Goal 8.
That's awesome. So make sure you connect with Mona. You can find her on LinkedIn. That's linkedin.com/Mona Sharif. I spell MonaCharif. You're also on Twitter. You can tell folks your Twitter handle.
At Mona Tweeting.
At Mona Tweeting. I like that one. So you know, hit her up on the Twitter sphere, and she can give you some more directions on how to get involved with the many different entrepreneur programs she's running over there at Dell, as well as...
Well, I'm not running them. I'm just supporting
co-chair.
Them.
I should
I'm
say co-chair.
I'm just supporting
right.
them. Right. I'm
your
supporting
research.
Them.
That's right. Well, you're practically in charge. I mean, you're out there. You're on the
just
forefront.
Just an advocate.
You're the face of it all.
Just an advocate.
We appreciate that. And how can folks find more information about WIT? Are you guys on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff?
We are. And so I'm really hoping tonight that a lot of people will be tweeting us at WIT ATL, as well as hashtag WIT Connect, because we're going to see if we can break the trend for tonight here in Atlanta.
Hashtag WIT Connect. Yeah, make sure you're hashtagging yourself as you're out there at the Georgia Aquarium tonight. And then also go find them at mywit.org if you want to get involved as well.
Atlanta, we look forward to seeing you tonight. And Ryan, I look forward to seeing you next year.
Okay, we're good. We'll be here. So if you have any more news to share, please come on back to the Business Radio X studios. We'd love to have you, as our mission here is to help you serve your mission and get your word out. So if your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly at our contact page on businessradiox.com. On behalf of Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. You've been listening to Atlanta Technology Leaders, WIT Special Edition. We will see you on the radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.